You know when you hear that music, it's time to connect the dots. Listen, this is your host, Tom Goldstein. That's right, very similar to the light bulb guy. But that is my name. Hey, listen, this is Connect the Dots. There's a million and one things to talk about. I mean, I don't know how many of you know, but there's a global meditation happening on January 20th, January 21st. That's right. The day will depend on what zone of the world you live in. As far as Greenwich time goes, it's 5:11 a.m. Greenwich time, or United Kingdom time, on January 21st. But the rest of us that fall after that might be on the 20th. They talk about weird coincidence of numbers. If you're in the Pacific time zone, this meditation will take place at 9:11 on the 20th. 9:11 p.m. on the 20th if you're in the Pacific time zone. But anyhow, you want to be part of this. If you're a human being, if you have a heart, you know, you have feelings of love. If you're a loving person, you need to participate in this global meditation. This is the most important thing happening on the world right now, and you should be preparing for it. Again, it's January 21st, 5:11 a.m. if you're in the United Kingdom. Or, you know, otherwise known as 5:11 Greenwich time, also sometimes referred as UTC time, but forget about that. We all understand Greenwich, England, that time for the United Kingdom. 5:11 in the morning here, which will be here. I'm from New York. That means 12 minutes after midnight, 12:11 a.m. Sunday morning. It's 1 a.m. It's about 5 minutes after 1 a.m. in the morning here in New York. And it's only 5 minutes after 10 out there in California. But if you're in California, yep, the magic number is 9:11 p.m. on January 20th. I don't think it's that difficult to figure out, but I just have to tell everybody, this is the most important thing happening on planet Earth. And it's happening in a couple of weeks. If you're listening to my voice now, I don't know, call up your friends after the show and let them know about this. The easiest way to find out info, find somebody who goes on Twitter and you just look up the hashtag CobraInfo1. That's your best source for finding out the most information about this event. It's a global meditation. You know, we need to all participate in this if you want the world to be a better place, because it's about anchoring low vibrations into our planet. We have to participate because apparently the people that are in charge of this program don't have enough on their own to make this happen that fast. I mean, they have people here, they have beings here helping us out from behind the scenes. But we want this thing to bring the event, what's called the event, on very soon, because the event is a flash wave of high potency light coming from the center of the galaxy that's going to begin an immediate transformation of our planet and of our human race and people as individuals. Again, the most important thing happening in the world right now is this global meditation, January 20th, January 21st, depending on what time zone you're in. Okay, if anybody has any more information regarding this, call in. I understand that, you know, I grew up among regular people. Most people don't understand what meditation is, nor do they participate in it, you know, because if you don't understand something, you know, that's going to prevent you probably from participating in it. But this is important. It's time for people to wake up and understand that, you know, we all have our things to do. We need to participate in events like this because the balance of the future of the Earth is hanging on these types of events so we can move forward. If you had listened to the last show, we're talking about whatever we were talking about. We were talking about UFOs in relation to planets, astrology, and all that stuff that I don't really get into because I'm too much of a take-a-man type person. It doesn't matter how the planets are aligned, and I'll get my program through regardless when I'm in charge of the situation because I'm that positive a person. My I have a strong will, and all the planets in the universe lined up in all the wrong directions will not prevent my strong will from succeeding. Did you ever hear anybody talk that powerful? Well, hey, it's not that big of a deal, really. It has to do with mastering control of your mind, learning how to project your ideas and interacting on a multi-dimensional level with your thoughts. Which most of us do, but we don't realize. Anyhow, let me get to the point here. It's been already informed to us that the ascension window for planet Earth and us going along with it ends on July 7th, 2025. So don't even make any plans beyond that. Hopefully we'll have done this ascension before that date. But anything planned after that date is ridiculous. It's irrelevant. It's not real because the real time is between now and 2025. We've been informed of the exact date. July 7th, 2025 is the last window date for the ascension. I believe it's going to happen a lot sooner. Hey, if this is a great, successful global meditation on this upcoming January 21st or January 20th, depending where you live, we'll get there way sooner before 2025. But that's the last date. So let's talk a real conversation here. Don't make any plans beyond that date. You know, unless, hey, somebody got some information that's the wrong date. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. Call in and tell us, you know, maybe I'm using the wrong information, but I'm going to go with the information that comes across my way until somebody proves it. Call-in number here is 888-888-627-6008. Well, you can find the number. If you're listening through your computer, calling numbers right there on the screen, look for it. You'll find it. But that's very important information. There's a lot of interesting statements about UFO, what we know, what we don't, what was told, what never made it to mainstream media, what you didn't hear, but someone else heard. And there's a lot of information out there. I mean, I personally, somebody showed me a video a number of years ago where they wrote a home movie made by Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong and one of the main movies. And they're walking amongst the ruins on the dark side, the abandoned warehouses supposedly built by Germans a long time ago. And the best statement of the whole video was, I don't know, Buzz says to Neil, and Neil says to Buzz, too bad nobody on Earth is going to get to see this. And they explain, you know, how the whole thing was over manipulated so that the real interesting things on the moon were never to be disclosed to the people of Earth. Of course, all that's going to come out eventually. And we are in the process of things happening. There's so much happening behind the scenes. But there's something that I always have my 2 cents to anything because I'm a thinking person. And when something's wrong, I'm pretty good at spotting it. And I'll tell you what, there is something wrong. You know, I'm not sure who's right and who's wrong. But there's so much information about ETs, extraterrestrials, the good ones, the bad ones, the ones that interact with it, the history of the galaxy with this group, annihilating that group, and the connections. And there's all kinds of beings called the linemen are supposed to be involved with us somewhere. The Alpha Draconius, bad guys. Some of these systems from Soraya system, there's good Syrians and there's bad Syrians. How do we know who's who? That's a good question. Even Pleiadians, you know, think of them mostly as good Pleiadians, but there's bad Pleiadians too. And it's true with a lot of these species. There's good grades and bad grades. Most of the grades are bad. But maybe some of them are in between. Who knows? But there's so much contradiction of what's being said out there. It's unbelievable. You know, the representatives who are representing the people that go on Twitter to represent the Galactic Federation of Light, some of the things that come out on Twitter through videos or just tweets, it boggles my mind. You know, we have Syrians or Pleiadians or one of those groups talking about, they say the one we know as Jesus Christ is his name is so-and-so. But I've come across information long before these guys showed up and started tweeting their opinions out there that, no, that the names they're using don't add up. So what do we just think? You know, everything else might add up, but they're using names and using historical events that I find different completely from what I call the big picture that I came aware of a long time ago. Sitzpachl Revelation is probably, I claim to be, the best, most reliable source for many reasons. But you know, I'm willing to listen to somebody else's interpretation or understanding, but that's the big question. How can we on Earth possibly have such a monumental experience with Jesus of Nazareth, who became the Lord Jesus Christ, who is God's appointed ruler of the our section of the galaxy, or our galaxy, and these guys from the Galactic Federation of Light, everything they say about Jesus just doesn't add up. How can you not have the exact truth of who God's appointed ruler of our galaxy is? Now, there's the red flag right there. Hey, I ask these ETs every week, call in, talk to me, you know? I think they're afraid, you know? I know they're working behind the scenes and all things like that. So come on, I'm calling your bluff, like, on certain things. You need to explain certain things. I know you're the guys who's setting up this meditation event, and I'm going to participate, and I'm telling everyone else to participate in, because if it's love-orientated and evolving the ascension of the Earth and the ascension of individuals, of course I'm for it. But there's still, I don't know, how can you guys have the history of the universe so incorrect? You might say that in me. Well, we'll have to talk about that once the event happens and we get some time to meet face to face. But meanwhile, hey, what's preventing you from calling into this radio show? I don't know. I guess the message just doesn't get out there. I tweeted it. But anyhow, and here's another anomaly. Well, I'm going to use the word anomaly because they use that word and they mean different things about it. Here's another thing that just doesn't add up. You know, keep hearing about the Ash Dark Man. In fact, I think it showed up in the Men in Black movie long, long ago, that name, the Ash Dark Man. So I've done some searching on Twitter, and what I find, I don't know, is like discrepancies. You know, who's who, what, and who are they exactly? And, you know, there's just too many red flags popping up everywhere. Hey, I'm an investigative person, but I hope they're supposed to be running the show here, liberating the Earth. I hope they're doing the right thing. And I hope they aren't just trying to con us into another trap like we've been conned by all the other bad guys that have showed up in our world here. And while we're talking about different races. I came across this information while I was looking. Something nobody really ever talks about. They're called the reptilian, the original reptilian race called the Siacar. It's spelled, dig this, C-I-A-K-A-R. Isn't that funny? C-I-A-K-A-R. The original reptilian race that supposedly would stand 18 to 20 feet tall, 25 feet tall, and weigh up to 2,500 pounds. Monsters. Like a T-Rex monster. And I think they laid eggs too. But anyhow, think about that. Supposedly they've ascended into being nonviolent creatures, but the Siacar race, the CIA car race, whatever we want to call them, but extremely interesting. Definitely would be scary to meet them. They're 18 to 20 foot tall and they look like Tyrannosaurus Rex monsters. Definitely scary. But I don't believe we have to worry about that. We have to worry about the other ones, reptilians that are here, you know, some of the night, some of the Anunnaki from the planet Nibiru, I call them Nibiru, are supposedly reptilian, but also they have a metallic configuration or root to them, perhaps silicon based. I don't know. But certainly interesting things are going to be happening. But let me just go back quickly. Hey, January 20th, January 21st. Search it out on Twitter. That's the best place I know. I gave you the account to look for it. Or you can follow me on Twitter, too, because I'm talking about it. I'm not the expert on it. I just comment on what's being commented. And while we're talking about educational things, hey, supposedly, as soon as this event happens, our good brothers and sisters of the galaxy, known as the Galactic Federation of Light, the Light Workers, rather, the Galactic Federation of Light Workers, I should say, or the Galactic Confederation, they're going to be mingling with us, and they're going to be bringing with them tachyon chambers. So you can actually buy them already here on Earth. Look it up on the internet, you'll see. Key it in, tachyon, T-A-C-H-Y-O-N, tachyon chambers. Good for healing, and we all have physical ailments because we're living in a contaminated world. We're being subjected to all kinds of bad energies from every direction that we need. And the rate the government's moving to legalize marijuana, well, don't hold your breath on that one, even though it's been proven many times over that the THC oil from the marijuana plant can cure any cancer. That's right. Prove me wrong. You think you're so smart. But I started finding out about that. The best place to start looking is, I guess, the 2003 rediscovery of the healing properties of the marijuana plant. Look it up. Under Phoenix Tears, a gentleman from Canada, just a regular guy, discovered this because he was interested in saving his life. And he succeeded and went on to help other people out. And marijuana should be legalized everywhere. The only fact that it isn't is all kinds of devious reasons. So I said, don't hold your breath from that. I believe the tachyon chambers might show up before. And either way, good things are coming your way. And the our galactic brothers and sisters are going to bring us the replicator, supposedly able to replicate anything in a physical manner. You know, once we all have replicators, well, we won't need to go out and buy anything, will we? Sounds almost unbelievable, but there's a lot of people talking about it. And so I'm on the bandwagon. I believe in it. I can't wait. I just wish they'd hurry up and make this event happen. But that's why I mentioned the global meditation in a couple of weeks, because perhaps if we all participate, we can bring the event on sooner and get these the door open for our brothers and galactic brothers and sisters to land with their sophisticated, futuristic spacecraft and start handing out the goods. And I want it done that fast. Why? Because, hey, you know, I ask for what I want. What other information had I come across last week? You know, I'm always looking for new stuff, and I was shocked to find out some things that there are actually 131 what's called dumb days. It's an acronym: D period, U period, M period, D period. Underground bases in the U.S. 131 of them that they dug out, and they were all something like 4.25 miles underground. They employ large amounts of government people. And I guess they have to go down that far to be safe from detection and safe from possible nuclear war, which probably won't happen. Nuclear powered tunnel boring machines can do 15 miles a day. You know? See, if everything was shared with the population, they could have bore that Second Avenue subway in New York out in 1 day. Meanwhile, there's a perfect example of government mismanagement. The project got started back in the early 70s originally, and it just fell into problems, and then was put on hold for 4 years or something like that. I don't know. But I lost count myself, and now they finally managed, at an unbelievable cost, managed to get a small section of it put in place. Like I said, if the government was willing to share these technologies, machines that can bore out tunnels in 15 miles a day, the project would have been completed. The whole Second Avenue system would have been completed in less than a year. You know, and that's the way I believe things should be done. But instead, we have to suffer with government mismanagement. And let's talking about government, I can't help but say, but boy, government is the problem. You know, the people who get in power misuse their power, and the ones that want to do the right thing are always in the minority. And there we are. There's our world government, pathetic. Let me correct something here, not a mistake that I made, but we need to start correcting it. I like to watch old reruns of famous shows like Star Trek, because they have some interesting, valuable information here. They talk about things that have come true already, but I noticed, that's a show that was originated back in the mid-60s with the original Captain Kirk. And they're in the docks room or something like that, the doctor's office on the spacecraft, and there's an emblem there with the two snakes on it. It's amazing how, you know, the truth had gotten lost. I heard the deal with the two snakes was put in place by the U.S. Army in 1902. not a good symbol for medical care. You know, not at all. It's called the Rod of Caduceus. Not really a good one to associate with medical care. The rod with the one snake, called the Rod of Asclepius, that's the one that represents medical care. And refreshingly, some of the ambulances out there now use the symbol snake around the rod. But for years and years, you go back and watch the old movies, anytime they show you a moment, you see snakes. So we were misinformed by the U.S. Army about the wrong displaying of the medical representation. And everybody with that brain dead stupid. Nobody bothers to mention it, but I'm mentioning it today because there are still some places that display the two snakes, which is the long emblem for medical care. And start looking around, you'll see one rod has one snake and the other rod has the two snakes. But the one snake rod is the correct medical emblem representation. Hey, this is an educational show. It's also a call-in show. Number here is 888-627-6008. I say this to a listening audience. If you're not interested in calling in, find one of your friends who are interested in calling in. Because when you have a reciprocated conversation, a lot of things come out that wouldn't come out by just one person or a case. Not that I run out of things to say, but I like to engage in intelligent conversation with people. Just for the magic of the moment. So I just thought I'd put that request out there. If you, the listener, are not the type of person who likes to call into a radio show, and we can discuss anything on this show. Hopefully it will be intelligent. Find one of your friends who likes to call in your radio show and give your opinion. Assuming you have something intelligent to say, that's what the show is all about, talking intelligently and educating the listeners about things they should know. Traffic jams are purposely caused to irritate us. It's just part of the all-day plan. Do everything you can to annoy the earthlings, make them unhappy, create negative vibrations, and that's it. What are the annoying things? We're all being subjected to annoying things through the motor vehicle agency. They harass us, they hire people that are unfriendly, and we have to talk about them. They don't care about what we think or we want or anything. They just want to force their rules on us, force us to pay money that they really have no justification for taking from us. That's it. In my opinion, all suspicion of motor vehicles are ruled by the devil, if I can just simplify it like that. And if you don't agree, but that's my opinion on it, and I know plenty of people agree with me on that. I've heard all kinds of interesting things during this last week. I listened to a radio show, and somebody was talking about how they connect with the universe, and they don't use drugs, and they're against other people using drugs. Well, everybody's entitled to their opinion, but I know that, there's been plenty of drugs in the industry throughout my whole life. Eventually, they all came my way, and I found out, everybody's lying about it, especially officially. If you want to know what drugs do good things for people, you have to talk to the people that use them in an intelligent way. And there's plenty, There's a significant amount of the population that can do any drug and not get addicted and turn it into a good experience. Anyone. I mean, of course, there's some that, you know, why would you waste your time doing it consistently? But there's others you can do daily. Marijuana. See, if anybody who enjoys marijuana and does it daily, it's not an addiction. They're enjoying their life, and it makes them enjoy the life more. If you can't understand that, well, I guess you probably never even tried marijuana. What can we say? Nobody cares if you do or not, but don't be talking about people that can put a substance into their body and make it turn into something good. There's a large percentage of people that can do that out there. And if you're not aware of it, what can I say? Well, I made you aware of it tonight. And you can get stronger spiritual connections with some substances. Anybody who says you can't doesn't know what they're talking about. Now, hey, I know what I'm talking about. When I speak, I know what I'm talking about. You know, and that's one of my ethical principles. I don't talk about something that I don't know about. If I don't know about something, I'll just say, I don't know too much about that. You tell me about it. But when I do speak boldly, I know what I'm talking about. And I just wanted to straighten that one out. I'm so sick of hearing the media and the other things. It's all been everything about substances that people use to help them enjoy life and experience and connect further with the universe. All government officials, people want to talk against it. Well, the obvious reason is they don't want you to connect with the higher reality. And if you can do something, ingest a substance, and it helps you connect with the higher reality, who are you or anybody else to tell them that those people that they're wrong? You know? And like I said, the only people that know anything about substance are the ones that tried them. And if you're a positive-minded person, you pretty much can try anything, and you're not going to get addicted. And you're going to know what the true story is of the whole situation is by using yourself as the analyst. You know, the problem with drugs being illegal or substances, mind-altering substances being illegal is profiteers get out there and sell fake concoctions that can be harmful. The substances that actually help people expand their consciousness, that's right, expand their consciousness, are pretty much harmless if they're done correctly and you have your head on straight before you get involved. You know? Somebody's saying, sure, they're not for everybody, but don't be down talking people that know how to deal with these substances and use them in a positive way. And that's a fact, and nobody can prove different. So stop listening to all these authorities. They don't know what the hell they're talking about. Most people that talk negatively about substances that help people become enlightened never tried it themselves, so they know absolutely nothing. And doctors' tests will tell you close to nothing either. It's a personal experience and the best analysis of the situation that you might be involved with. It's your mind and what you've comprehended from the experience. Well, I don't expect everyone to believe that, but you ought to believe it because I don't mind. I don't BS. I know what I'm talking about. Here's another thing for everybody to think about. You know, there's if you look at the commercials, I do watch mainstream media TV. You know, it doesn't affect me. It doesn't control my mind. If you're weak-minded, maybe you shouldn't watch that kind of stuff. But I'm always analyzing everything I look at here. And I noticed the commercials have too much gray in them. It's like, you know, gray isn't a color of the light spectrum. And light is the most important spectrum to be concerned about, light, because the color of the light spectrum interacts with your chakras. If you don't know what a chakra is, well, you can find out. Just go on the internet. And your chakras are invisible energy spinning centers within your body. And they're connected to the whole big universe too. And you can connect with them more by using quartz crystals. I do it occasionally. But anyhow, there's too much gray. Gray is not a light color. Gray color of the light spectrum. Gray is a pigment you can get by mixing black and white. But too much gray in the commercial. You start looking and you'll notice just about every commercial has gray in it. People are wearing gray clothes. The car they're driving is gray. The furniture they're buying is gray. It's just too much of it, you know. So there's some kind of mind control manipulation going on. But actually, perhaps it's the gray extraterrestrials that are influencing the commercial makers, because that's obviously their favorite color, gray. They're all gray. and they might watch our videos and commercials, and they want to see their favorite color in the video. That's a remote possibility, but I thought of it. And but check it out for yourself. It's interesting that why is there so much gray in all these commercials? Whatever, figure it out for yourself. Come to your own conclusion. You know, I can't get away from this because I got to talk about it. You know, 5G is, they're planning unleashing this on you. You know, I tell you, go to your authorities and demand that they put an end to it, except this out of their hands locally. This problem has to be solved at the federal level. I know somebody who represents doctors that's doing that, but I don't have too much, I'm not going to hold my breath in having. Solving this issue on the federal level, because that's where it has to be solved, because the corporations, they paid their lobbyists to bribe the congressmen to put it like that, set it up like that. So communities, you know, they're wiring your community to cookie in your home. It's done everywhere on the East Coast here. They've done it already. It's just waiting for the final pieces to be put in. And I've seen those final pieces already on traffic lights, along train lines, over roadways. Well, you're already definitely broadcasting 5G on you. You know, anything to kill more people. That's the world we're getting to point, you know? You must have heard of that already. The Georgia Stone, publicly put forth in the early 80s. You know, just to let us, they're letting us know subtly what they're planning on doing. And now they're in full phase of doing it, and the icing on the cake is going to be flipping on with 5G. Put people in their homes in a short amount of time, give them fourth stage death cancer, and most of the people are still blind to natural healing, and they'll go run to the doctors and the medical establishment, which wants to kill you with their radiation treatment. They don't intentionally want to do that, but they're mean manipulation behind the scenes to do that, and they just follow orders like they do the robots. Hey, this is the real world. I'm talking about the real world. So anyhow, you better start looking out on the telephone poles when you have. Look on the, if you're living in an apartment building, look on the top of your building. Get yourself a microwave meter. That's the only way to tell how dangerous the microwaves are. They're not cheap, but go out and get yourself one. I think I had to pay $375, something like that, for mine. But it's worth every penny of it, because wherever I go, I turn it on and see what I'm walking into. And there are some really bad dangers. You know, I'm in Manhattan almost every day of the week. I'm a New Yorker. So, I don't walk down the main avenues no more, because I'll actually pay the extra money to ride the subway to the closest location, because the main avenues are cooking us 24/7 in Manhattan. But that's not even 5G. I'm talking about cooking you with dangerous radiation levels with the 4G system. Of course, when the needle goes off the scale, I don't know how much it's going off the scale, but I know when I walk down the avenue, the needle's off the scale already on my microwave detection, you know, which is very, very unhealthy. Nobody's public isn't being told about it. I'm telling you about this. So when you talk to your friends, you might start talking to them about it. The dangers of 5G. Go on the internet. You'll find out a lot of information. This is serious stuff. If you have children in school, you better get a microwave either and walk into your school and see what your loving child is being subjected to in the classroom there. Because all the classrooms have multiple Wi-Fi broadcasters and other things broadcasting in. So your children are probably sitting in a room of microwave soup. 7-8 hours a day you're in these rooms. In some cases. And it's going to affect them eventually. You know? Some of these children, their DNA is being destroyed. They'll never be able to have children. More of lowering down the population technique. But if you really care about your children, you need to take the time. Spend the money to get the microwave meter. Go to your school and see if they're in a school that's a real danger zone. I hear Los Angeles is the worst city in the country with this. And they're planning on putting on more stuff in. And when they finally turn on the 5G, forget it. It's going to be people getting sick like unbelievable. It'll be like pandemic, like they put in the movies all the time, except everybody's going to be getting sick and nobody's going to be realizing why, because everybody is kind of brain dead to what's going on here. So if you're listening to my voice, I'm telling you the truth here, and you better spread the word amongst your friends, because you better wake up. The government has no respect for you. They've been bought out and allow anybody to do anything bad to you. Look at the chemtrails in the sky. How many years has this been going on? And not one person has flipped their finger to stop it. Yeah? We're talking, I'm serious. I mean, you know, a lot of people, you know, President Trump, he's not with the working of the world to bow. You know? But he doesn't know anything about poor people because he's born with a silver spoon and lives amongst rich people. It's all right. That's unfortunate. That's why I run for president. I'm running for president because I'm the only common man person with enough intelligence to take command of the whole situation. You know? Regards to knowledge, President Trump and the whole Congress, they don't know 100% of what. Seriously. They don't. They're cooking your goose and their goose at the same time, and they don't even know it. All they see is the money that they're getting to make decisions that bring them in more money. But anyhow, President Trump is obviously doesn't know about the dangers of chemtrails or the dangers of 5G being broadcast. Yeah, 5G can be safe with a fiber optic cable. But your children in school are being subjected to the broadcasting stuff. And when they turn that juice on, you know, if they're not sick already, they're going to be really sick and real soon. And so will you. You know, you got Wi-Fi in your home, you leave it on all the time. Well, every time you walk between the Wi-Fi connection and the broadcaster that's going to be right out in the street from your place or right on top of your building, it's going to be punching holes in your body. You know, 92,000 pulses per second. It's silly stuff. Bodies weren't designed to handle it. And don't think you'll get away with it either. Anyhow, so I just had to talk about this. Come on, if President Trump really was on top of things, he would do what he knows how to do good. Write executive orders to stop the planes that are spraying the poison on us and Mother Earth simultaneously. He would, and he'd be insisting that 5G, which before be done through fiber optic cable phones. But it's not. So what does that tell you? He's letting you down. All he wants to do is talk about the wall. Come on. You know, if he had ingenuity, the wall would have been built already. That's why I'm asking people to vote for me. Yeah, I'm a real presidential candidate. And if you're listening to my voice now, tell your friends to get in touch with me and let's start this thing going, you know? I need a support team to get out there and travel and educate everybody why I'm the most qualified person. I'm a non-political candidate who has all the knowledge of all the secret programs. Yeah, I picked it up over the years. I know every secret program, and even the secret programs beyond the secret programs, and I know that it's easy for behind the whole sham kabam. And I know which ones are the good ones and the bad ones, and some of them I still haven't made my mind up on. But anyway, if I was the president of the United States, the wall would be built for under $1 billion, the whole border secured for under $1 billion, and it'll be done in a couple of months. How many more reasons do you need to be supportive of me being the next president of the United States? I know how to do things, I know how to get it done, and I know how to give the orders and create the plan to do it and orchestrate the whole thing. You know, they talk about President Trump hasn't appointed all of his positions. I'm not going to employing too many people, man, because I had to take command of everything and just give the orders. I mean, you're the president of the United States. That's one of the great privileges you have. You can go to anybody and give orders. Fortunately, President Trump doesn't have to do that. He's much more successful than the other presidents before him because he's not into the phony cabal that want to just tell the president what to do, and he just goes along with it, and that's why we like him, because he doesn't go along with the ball. But at the same time, he really doesn't know how to be a great commander-in-chief to the extent that I do, and that's why I claim I'm the most qualified. And you do hear that cornball Joe Biden trying, stealing my statement and saying he was the most qualified. Come on, the guy can't even keep his hands off young women. Please, qualified. Yeah, qualified to be a pedophile. I don't know what to say. Yeah, he seems like a basically good guy. But come on. Yeah, he'll be the most lame duck leader that ever walked the face of the earth. But, I'm serious. Hey, go look it up. 2020 President Tom Edison.com. Spelled just like it sounds. I'm out there. I have the most impressive website anybody ever put together. It's to the point. It's not big, it's simple. And I'm talking all the right things, and I'm bringing all the good things to the table. And what I list on my website, that's just 1,000th of what I'll really be bringing to the presidency. But, you know, I don't want to put too much out there because who's going to take the time to read it? I have 5 videos, which are actually repeat videos from the last time I ran for the president. But I just put out the same ones because the basic message is the same. You know, I'm knowledgeable, I know what to do, I know how to take command, and I'm easy to get along with. I'm the only guy who has the knowledge of how to get the Democrats and Republicans to compromise on every issue, whether they like it or not, because I'm that good of a take command type person. And if you listen to my show, you should know that I'm never at a loss for words. It doesn't matter what the opposition comes with. I have the counter moves waiting inside my mind. How did I obtain such a status? Wanted to be a great chess player. Just teaching you everything you know to know about strategy. And there's a strategy to solve every problem. And, of course, I know the power of suggestion. Power of suggestion is solutionless if you know how to fly it properly and know what to say to who. Anyhow, hey, you know I said it before, it's a call-in radio session, but apparently people that are listening to my show don't like to call in. But please, tomorrow, talk to your friends and find one of your friends that wants to call in. Because reciprocative conversation can be very entertaining and sometimes reveal more knowledge than just a single oration. Hey, if you really want to find out about me, go to BBS Radio, the station schedule. Click on the name of the show, Connect the Dots, Saturday, 10 p.m. Pacific time. Click on the name of that show. And that'll begin you on your tour of who and all about me. First thing you'll come across is the CD Baby Music Store link. I tell people you get 29 seconds to listen to each song, but I tell people to buy my songs, not because I'm going to make that much money off it. Nice if I did. Because I've written songs over a period of years that are philosophical. They're enlightening. They will cause your mind to think. They all tell stories. They're all simple, elaborately put together songs. So I'm going to have some great guitar playing in it. And they're likable songs. And some of them are timeless. They'll sound as good now as they did when I wrote them and recorded them. And they'll sound just as good 100 years from now. Because through trial and error, I became a film songwriter. And that's why I ask people to buy the songs. I got the two album songs, Better Than Dylan. You got to have some good stuff to make a statement like that. And I claim that one album has more well-written, thought-provoking, commentary songs than any album Dylan ever put out. And I'm qualified to make that statement, and the song will back me up on that. And the American Party song, a lot of great guitar playing, like that. And a few timeless songs. But you can go on and just navigate through my BBS Radio profile site and click on my name. You'll find out more things. You know, find about me running for president. You'll find out how to click to the site. All other important things related to me. Find out about my book, Connect the Dots Theory. It's a book I wrote to educate the human race, the average person. That's what it's really written for. It's written for the people that don't know anything beyond football, baseball, or what mainstream media tells. Because you got to start somewhere. So it's an introductory book to get you to start thinking about other important things, about the big picture of life, the other dimensions, the real God, and plenty of pictures to show about things that are in our nighttime skies, floating around or up there, hovering like giant spaceships. I claim my book has the most unique-looking spacecraft that anyone has ever come across. It's none of the ones that we hear about. It's not the triangles. It's not the cigars. It's not the flying saucers. It's the most unique picture anybody has ever captured. And it's in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. If you like pictures of flying saucers, well, I have a few of them here. And some of them, you know, are in the distance, but some of them are close enough up where you can see this. Amazing. Such a craft like this, it doesn't fit anybody's description of anything. Am I the only one who has the picture of this? Perhaps. All the info I come across about galactic federation of light and aircraft, none of those look like this. So who is this? Whose spacecraft is this? Definitely not U.S. government. But the book alone is worth buying for that, and of course you can download it. It's everywhere. Google it. Connect the Dots Theory. You get to view a chapter and a half for free. on Google. We'll see. But you ought to be interested in really educating yourself beyond what you know already. And I do it in an original way. Plus, you'll get to see the original highlighting effects I used in this book. It's groundbreaking in that sense. It cuts the meat there to the woods, and it has philosophy in it. Like one of my favorite philosophical statements that I put in there, it says, people respond better to mutual understanding and agreement rather than inflexible laws. Well, that's it right there. If only our world was set up like that. So much for that. Listen, hey, the date to find out about January 21st, 2019, is going to be a global meditation. I'm asking everyone to participate. Look it up. Find out about it. Tell your friends about it. It's important that as many people get involved with this as possible, because that's how you get results on the multidimensional level. Hey, we're getting near the end of the show here. And tell your friends, I'm here every Saturday, 10 p.m. Pacific time, or a Sunday, 1 a.m. New York time, or a 6 a.m. Sunday UK time, as in the United Kingdom. Okay, I'm going to call on the engineer to end the show, and if you've listened before, the first thing you're going to hear is the awesome lead guitar solo at the end of my song, Are You the Party in Time, which you can buy at CD Baby Music Store, and the whole song, and followed by my aunt, I Gotta Be Somebody, could be your anthem too. If you listen to the end of that song, you'll hear a horse galloping. How many people have that? Okay, Mr. Engineer, we're going to do the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave, I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.